Living and Loving Life's podcast is to help people find their balance spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, and socially. Listeners will have a positive mindset, renewed outlook for themselves, their future, and believe they are beautifully made inside and out. Listeners will shine and be an example to others as they live fully, completely with no barriers, no burdens, and no regrets.
Welcome back, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Living and Loving Life podcast. We have an amazing guest today. Her name is Janice Recolon, and I'm going to allow her to tell us a little bit about herself.
Hi, everyone. I hope you guys are having an amazing Monday. I am so happy to be here. Thank you, Erica. Well, I don't know what to say. Well, my name is Janice, of course, and I am from the Big Island of Hawaii.
Nice.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm born and raised here, lived here and grew up here my whole life. I'm also a mother of us to a son who is 24. So he's a grown man child.
Okay. Janice, tell us what you're currently doing, what you do.
Well, what I'm currently doing right now is I am a spiritual coach and a healer. And what I do is specifically, I like to work with women to help them transform their karmic limitations around their family lineage, so that they can really step into their own power by connecting to their inner guidance, and that they can finally trust themselves.
Let's stop you right there, because if people are listening to us, they're going to be like, spiritual guidance. So let's stop you and rewind so we can allow them to know when you're saying, I'm sorry, you said karmic ancestral. Okay, so explain that a little bit of that to us so we can understand what that means.
Yeah, sure. So ancestral karmic lineage, and what it means in general, is that clearing patterns or negative patterns that come down from your genetic line or your ancestral line that's been passed down to you from either your mom or your father, your grandfather, and your great-grandfather.
Okay.
So they could.
And how would someone know that they have this, or there's something to even look for?
Well, if certain patterns or situations continue to happen or show up in their life, let's say that every time you go out to a job interview, but then all of a sudden you feel yourself not feeling worthy, or negative self-talk, the negative, or you find yourself that you want to create this amazing, beautiful things, and then all of a sudden you feel yourself holding back in fear.
Mm. Okay. And with you helping people, what have you seen is the reason for the holdback?
Right. A lot of it is not feeling worth.
Okay. So it goes down to the self-confidence.
Yes,
awesome. That's the reason I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's the reason I have you on, is because, again, it goes back down to people having self-love and self-confidence and worthiness for themselves. So that comes within, not from outside sources.
Yes.
Okay. Absolutely. So you kind of help them figure out where that lack of worthiness is coming from.
Yes.
Basically from genetics and generational curses, as they say, or basically what is happening in our society these days. Okay. Awesome.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. So once you start to kind of pinpoint where the issue is, then what kind of helps the client along?
Well, first, once I identify what it is, I isolate that. Okay. Then the first thing I go into is helping them build their own self-identity.
Awesome. Okay.
So by doing that, I have an ancestral cleanup method, a method that I teach them to help their energetics to reclaim more of their authority so that they can know more of who they are.
Yeah.
Creating that self-identity. Yeah. By deprogramming from mm-hmm. either
and reprogramming. Awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like reprogramming them or deprogramming them from either a past life that they're carrying on to through this lifetime mm-hmm. or karmic patterns that's coming down from their family lineage in that okay. lifetime. Mm-hmm. Or you know, when we grow up and things happen to us, we build our own coping mechanisms to deal with our own lives. Mm-hmm. So also deprogramming that as well. So looking at all that aspect. And then having to like getting that self identity so that they start to build that inner self worth in themselves. And then they can, and then eventually they know themselves by being that connection. Then awesome. then they can know more people pleasing yeah. and stop mm-hmm. guessing. And then they can really start making decisions from an authority space.
Got it. Got it. Because yeah. now they're owning who they are. Versus yes. what they think or what have others have put on them. Awesome. Okay.
Yes.
So when you say believing in yourself and the worthiness does not come from outside, what do you, that's basically what you mean, is being more in tune with who you are and being happy with that kind of thing. Yes. Awesome.
Absolutely.
Okay. So I did some research on your website and a lot of your message is being like soul aligned. What does that mean?
When you come from that space of just, you know, in your heart of hearts that that is meant for you and that you're driven by that, this is where your passion is, that you start to live your life from that and it pulls you that way. Mm-hmm. Then that's where you know that you're just solely aligned. Things can magnetize to you. Things are just lined up for you without worry, without effort, without struggle, without okay. fear.
Okay. So basically, yes. So that would mean that someone is fully living in their purpose. Okay. And basically like their calling is what I would say.
Yes. Okay. Their calling, their purpose, their soul mission, you know, just feeling that overall sense of fulfillment.
Okay. So if you get a new client and the client comes to you and goes, you know what, I feel like I've reached my max in every aspect of my life, but I still don't feel satisfied. How would you handle that kind of client?
Well, I would definitely ask her, well, can you explain to me what does that look like in your life?
Okay.
Like paint me a picture. How does that show up for you?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then once she explains how that would show up for her in what situation, then I would like energetically, because, you know, I look at the energetics. Then I get to correct the energetics with her. Then I don't know how. Either it's a boundary violation or if it's like not being able to speak or express herself sometimes. Or it could just be, you know, just fed up. just fed up or whatever it may be. But just really asking her to share with me, like, where does this show up? How does this show up?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, how does this affect you? What would you like it to do? You know, if this wasn't here anymore mm-hmm. and if we were able to tackle this, then what would you like it to be? And a lot of times so people are so stuck in that they don't see a way out. Right. So helping them get through the way out.
So navigating through. Awesome. Mm-hmm. You seem to be very passionate about this. Why did you start this type of business in the first place?
Well, you're talking about being soul aligned.
Yeah. You found your alignment, basically.
It's more like found yeah. me.
Oh, okay. That usually happens. And for me as well, I kept, you know, like, no, that's not for me. No, I can't. I won't. I will not. But it just kept coming and coming and coming. And I was like, you know what? I surrender. I'm here. Let's just do it and do it full force. And that's why I'm here now too. So Yeah. So when you say soul aligned and finding purpose, it's a real thing. And that's why, you know, it's so important for people to figure that out and find it, because it guides you and you can be living such a more happy, fresh, free life, you know?
Yes, absolutely. So. Yeah. For me, it was my son. And, you know, yeah, it was my son, you know, being such a young mom at 16, you know, I didn't know. And so as I was raising him, what I noticed in the pattern in me and why I'm so passionate about this karmic, breaking karmic patterns, it was, I was noticing that some of my mom was coming through me.
Okay.
And I, at that moment, I had that awareness and that aha moment, like, I have an opportunity to change this for him.
Awesome. I love
and that. Yeah. And I was just like, okay, well, I need your help. Mm-hmm. I think he was like 7, and I was screaming at him, mm-hmm. and I was just like, at that moment, I could just feel my mother come through me. Mm-hmm. I could hear my mother's voice come through mm-hmm. me, mm-hmm. and I could see my son's reaction and just crying and weeping. And I was like, no, I can't do this to him.
Yeah.
Awesome. So I immediately stopped and asked him, can you please forgive me? And he said, yeah. And at 7 years old, they're like, oh, okay. But then mm-hmm. I could see that.
Yeah.
And he looked at me and I go, can you help me? I asked him can you help me? He goes, yes. I go, I would like to be a better mom for you.
Awesome.
And at that point, Spirit's been showing me and bringing people in my life to help me support that for myself.
Awesome.
So in 2005, that's where I started my training.
Okay. Awesome.
And when I started, 2010. And so when I started my training, 4 years in, this all came full circle.
Awesome. So you started to make sense of everything.
Yeah. I didn't know why I was doing it. I was just doing it. It made me, every time I did it, it made me feel better.
Yeah.
And I was just like, okay, I'm just going to keep doing it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to keep doing it. Mm-hmm. And then it came to a point where it just, everything just clicked.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was like this big aha moment, why I need to do this and why this was just so important for me to do this and then share it with everyone. Because I saw not only my life change, but the ripple effect and how it changed my son.
Yeah. So let's talk about that really quick. So when you had that aha moment, because I had a couple podcasts where people going through your journey, it could be hard. It's going to be heartbreaking. You're going to go through pain. You're going to go through sorrows, hard times, good times. But we were saying that when that happens, it's getting you prepared for a seat that you don't know that you are on your way to. But if any one of those things were missing, you wouldn't be who you are today to show up for the people that you need to touch or talk to or, you know, vibe with. Because it's one thing to be compassionate, and then it's another to be empathetic. And you can't have empathy for something you've never walked through. You know what I'm saying? So it's very important for people to understand, like, it doesn't just go from, you know, amazing to amazing. There are two sides. There is that ugly, and then there's always that good. But the ugly is for a good reason if you pay attention and you learn what you're supposed to learn from that lesson. So that's awesome. And I really appreciate you opening up and telling us, you know, because there's a lot of people out there that look at certain circumstances and things and think, oh, well, you're successful, so you don't even know what it looks like to struggle or to be hungry or to be worried about the day-to-day stuff. But that's not usually the case. There's always a journey that came behind that successful person. So don't be afraid of your journey. Embrace it and learn from it.
Absolutely. Okay. Because you just get so much nuggets in there.
Yeah.
You get to grow.
Yeah.
Yes. And you just get to just grow from that. And, you know, and from that growth, more doorways open for you, more opportunities come to you.
For sure. Okay, and, so yeah. What would you say was the hardest lesson that you had to learn during your journey, and how do you continue to apply that to your day-to-day life?
Oh, wow. The biggest one was showing up.
Okay. Being present
and showing up. And because I was 16, having a child, there was a lot of shame in my family of just being young and being a mom. Mm-hmm. So I've always thought my limiting belief I put on myself, my own self, of like, I'm not good enough. I can't show this. I can't do this. And then just recently, my son went through a situation and he called me of all people.
And I
was like, oh my God, you called me. And he's like, yeah. And I go, and in that moment, I felt like I felt at the time back then when I was young and I had him, I didn't feel that I was worthy enough that I could show up for him. Mm-hmm. But now in hindsight, and this situation is happening with him, and he called me, I'm like, oh yes, I can, because I did the work and I can be here now. I can show up.
I love that.
Yeah. And that gave me so much self-confidence, more self-confidence. I was like, okay, I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
And that gave my worth, you know what I mean? And so it was just amazing how that just came about.
It came back, basically, for you. Yeah, to show you.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. So in your opinion, what does it mean to live in love life?
Making just decisions that is right for you. That's no matter what other people or other things society thinks about it. Mm-hmm. As long as you know, down deep in your heart of hearts, you know that is right for you, and trusting in that.
Mm-hmm.
And then just go out and just live it.
Awesome.
And just live it and be in it.
Mm-hmm.
Even the ugly, just be in it.
Yeah. I love it. All right. Awesome. I love, love, love that. So yes, for our listeners, another little gem was dropped by our lovely guest, Janice. Being soul aligned is important. So you can understand what your purpose is and you can live it and be fulfilled. And you're not looking for that extra validation from anyone else but yourself. All right. So any new products or anything you would like to share with the listeners that they can be looking out for?
Yeah, I am going to be starting a Reclaiming Your Power series. And this is all about where we as women giving away our power to, so that we can start to identify them, how that shows up for you, start to correct that, and then start to free ourselves from any of it.
Awesome. Okay. So share with the listeners where they can find and follow you so that they can go ahead and take advantage of these seminars and stuff.
Yeah. So I have that. And then I'm also having the one-on-one coaching where I do private one-on-one coaching with them as well to help you, support you, and help you along your journey. And also you can follow me on my website. So JaniceUlulani.com.
Okay.
I also have a Facebook group, Finding Your Ancestral Powers. And also follow me on Facebook or Instagram.
Awesome. Do you want to tell them your Instagram? I will put it in the show notes too.
Oh yeah. My Instagram is Janice Ululani.
And your Facebook?
And my Facebook is Janice Recolon.
Awesome. Yeah. So thank you so much. We really appreciate it. And we'll chat soon.
Yes, Erica. Thank you.
If you love the Living and Loving Life podcast, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes. Don't forget to join us next week for another episode. Thank you for listening.